On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. If you have one of those stories to share, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. I have three guests in studio. We're talking about the 94th Annual Catholic Charities Appeal that is coming close to a close and needing some little prodding at the end, as it generally does. And we're talking first with Sister Mary McCarrick, Diocesan Director, Catholic Charities of Buffalo. Also with us, Darlene Seary, who is Community Coordinator, Parish Outreach and Advocacy Department with Catholic Charities, and Heather Shipley, who's a former client, Bishop Edward Kimmick Food Pantry and Outreach. And ladies, thank you for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Sister McCarrick, first off, tell us a little bit about how the appeal is standing right now.
Well, by the time we finish processing today, we should be at $10.6 million. We got a very nice response to our first day of giving, online giving. It was way beyond what we had anticipated, and that has us now at about $10.6 million.
So that was the first ever, and it did that well.
Yes, we had some matching two challenge grants. So it matched $100,000, so there was $100,000 there, and then we brought in almost $300,000.
And for those who still want to give, what would be the way that they would do that?
Well, the easiest way, ccwny.org, and then just push on the donate now. You can call 218-1400 and or go to any Catholic Charities office or any Catholic church.
And want to turn our attention to Darlene Seary again, Community Coordinator for Parish Outreach and Advocacy Department with Catholic Charities. How many food pantries does Catholic Charities operate, and how many people are helped over the course of a year?
Catholic Charities right now has 8 food pantries, and this past year was 6,000 individuals, 2,000 which are children.
And the typical pantry client, what are they like? What brings them to the point of needing your help?
Well, any human being that's in need of a pantry, I wouldn't say a typical, it's not like a book line of what a person will look like. It's just any human being that's in need that's in need of food, maybe job loss, maybe a death in a family or displacement, homelessness or whatever would bring a person to the food pantry.
And Heather, you were one of those people that had to use the service. What brought you to the food pantry, and how tough of a decision was that for you?
It actually wasn't a tough decision for me. I was in need due to the fact that my daughter just had a baby, and she was at a young age when she had the baby, and I was currently in college and working at the same time. And I realized that I needed help to make ends meet, and so I sought out some assistance. So my neighborhood food pantry was right a few blocks away. So I went there, and they were very friendly. They helped me out, and a typical story was when I need a formula really bad. Formula was like $30 per can, and I was exceeding what my granddaughter was drinking, and Dee happened to be there walking by as I was waiting for my name to get called, and she chose, I asked her, I said, Dee, well, I didn't know her name. I said, is there any way you guys by any chance have any formula? And she literally, without hesitation, went in the back and gave me two cans of formula. And to this day, I will never forget that. Ever. I still get chills just thinking about that story. So never will I ever forget that, and I always will cherish that moment. So
sure, so definitely very much helpful. And Darlene, is that kind of a little bit how the pantries work? I mean, are you able to help people that quickly?
Yes, we're able to help people that quickly. We have generous donors through the Food Bank of Western New York who understand that we service a large population of parents and grandparents raising children. So we're able to supply the majority of the need that day before day's end.
And Sister McCarrick, that again, pointing out one of the things that Catholic Charities is able to do is what we just gave the example of here.
Yes, Catholic Charities has 8 pantries, and the food bank has asked us to open 2 new pantries, one in Grand Island and one in Kenmore. We will only be able to do that if the appeal can reach its goal. During the past 9 years, 5 of the years, we exceeded the goal by over 100,000, and that enabled us to open 3 new pantries and to provide additional services, additional staff members in 2 of the district offices.
And now I understand that you're going to be leaving the role as Diocesan Director of Catholic Charities this year. What do you hope to leave behind as a legacy to the people who are served by Catholic Charities and the agency as a whole?
Well, I think I've just done a small part over the last 9 years to continue the wonderful services that Catholic Charities has offered for more than 80 years. All through the 80s, I worked for Catholic Charities as a counselor in the Peary Project in Lackawanna. And I know the great work that's being done by our staff, and I'm grateful to be able to have participated in some small way at continuing and expanding those services.
And moving into the need and some of the services that Catholic Charities provides to people in need across Western New York, tell us generally of the range of services the organization offers and who can access them.
Well, anyone can access them without any concern about race, religion, ethnicity, anything. Everyone is welcome to come. We have a full range of counseling services for children and adults, for individuals, for families, for couples, marriages. We have every kind of counseling services. We have addiction services in Erie County, but unfortunately not outside of Erie County. And we welcome everyone to come, and we'll do our best to serve. Certain programs have certain restrictions, you know, but we do our best to find a way to serve.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about Catholic Charities with Sister Mary McCarrick, Diocesan Director of Catholic Charities of Buffalo, also Darlene Seary, who is Community Coordinator, Parish Outreach and Advocacy Department with Catholic Charities, and Heather Shipley, a former client of the Bishop Edward Kimmick Food Pantry and Outreach. And Darlene, wanted to turn back to you. We've talked a little bit about the pantries, but there's got to be more that we could possibly get out there as far as information for people that need to know about what you guys do.
Right. Yes, and thank you for that. So we don't just do food. So when someone comes to the pantry, we have an intake office where the clients are able to go in and have a chat. And with that conversation comes out more than that they need just food. So it may be a domestic violence situation, which we have services also for that. Sometimes people are in need of clothing and beds. We have Ladies of Charity who also helps with that. Eileen Nowak, which is our Parish Outreach Director, oversees that program as well, where someone can come in and get, I would say, wrap the entire family. So if you were in need of housing, clothing, food, counseling, we're able to do that. So it's like a one-stop deal.
Right. How long have you been involved?
I've been with Catholic Charities over 30 years. I've been with Parish Outreach for 9, overseeing the food pantries.
And you must have had any number of stories to tell about the people who've come in and needed the services.
Lots of stories to tell.
And I'll positive ones, because the outcome is that you've been able to help them out in every case.
Yes, we've been able to help them out in every case. And the other piece I wanted to add is with the food pantries, we service outside of our districts, so people can come from all over the 8 counties to receive food. So most of the time when people hear about Catholic Charities, they want to come to us because of the great work that we're doing. So it's like no limit at that time, so they can come. And then after they receive their services, then we could direct them in their location so they won't have to travel so far.
And Heather, wanted to turn back to you for a sec. How are things going for you now?
Well, now I am not in college anymore. I do make more money at the job that I currently am in, and my daughter is older and she's able to help me support her kid. So everything's going great, and I am no longer, actually, I am the job that I'm in, I actually take my clients that I take care of, and I volunteer at the food pantry and get them into the job workforce.
So that kind of answers the next question I was going to ask, is if you would be one who would be recommending for people to go to Catholic Charities and not be afraid to ask for that help.
No, I would tell them, by all means, if you need services, Catholic Charities would be my first place that I would recommend you to go to. Mm-hmm.
And Sister Mary McCarrick, I want to toss back to you about where the Catholic Charities money goes to again. I mean, it's obviously supports much of what we've talked about, the bulk of which we talked about here today, but many other things.
Yes. So the money does provide all the direct services. It also provides counseling for people that wouldn't have insurance. If they have insurance, we can use the insurance, but it provides counseling. And sometimes we have contracts, but when you have a contract, typically you have to give in 10 or 15%. So the money draws down a lot of money from contracted services. But if we don't hit the appeal, we will have to cut back on services and certainly not be able to expand any services this year. So, Randy, I'm looking for an angel or two.
Well, we're doing our best to help you out on that score, that's for sure. And I'll do what I can as a, you know, Presbyterian and all. So I hope you don't hold that against me.
Not a bit.
And any last words that, we'll start with you, Sister Mary McCarrick.
Great gratitude to the people of Western New York who consistently, year after year, support the appeal. And to those people who came in new this year, special thanks.
Darlene?
Yes, we also want to say thank you to the food pantries and parish outreach for all the services, all the gifts that we have received so far. And they are so needed at this great time with people suffering so much during everyday life.
And Heather, again, you did go through this. You've now moved on, and now you're helping others to kind of spread the word. Any last words from you on this?
Well, if you ever see me on the streets, I will definitely assist you as best as I can, as people have done in the past.
And again, in the spirit of giving, in the spirit of the city of good neighbors, as we are here in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Ladies, thanks again.
Thank you.
To meet you all. Appreciate the efforts and continued success with the appeal.
Thank you.
Sister Mary McCarrick, Diocesan Director, Catholic Charities of Buffalo. Also, Darlene Seri, Community Coordinator, Parish Outreach and Advocacy Department with Catholic Charities, and Heather Shipley, former client of the Bishop Edward Kimmick Food Pantry and Outreach. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.